Check, 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 check. Okay, are we ready to go?
Yes, I'm ready to go. Let's do this.
Oh, man. So we've been playing with microphones for the last 20 minutes trying to get this to work. And then Chad all decided, his first day back from work, right? And we're getting ready to go do the podcast. And Chad's like, I got to go have a taco because it's Taco Tuesday, day of spring.
Oh, my God. And he didn't want to participate.
He didn't have time. Didn't have time for us because I was trying to get the microphone situation working out. But no. I have to take a break or lunch at some point.
All right.
I'm okay. I'm over it now, Ray.
Yeah.
I'm over it.
I have footage of this, so I don't know what to do with this footage of us just dingling with this whole issue. But yeah, you're
20 minutes of me looking, trying to get wires to work, and I brought in another microphone compressor and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, I just saw Randy just pull in this big old box. He's like, don't worry, Ray, I got a backup.
Yeah.
And it turns out that's probably not the problem either.
I still haven't figured out the mystery. I'm just like, let's get this thing going. Let's have a podcast. Well, Chad's gone. Well, we'll make fun of him anyway because that's what we do.
So, yeah, Chad's back. He seems to be fully recovered other than he said he's just been coughing a lot, right? That's the issue.
Yeah, so while he was out, he got a cold. Not the Rona, just a cold. And I don't know how he did that. Seems though he was supposed to be home recuperating.
Because he was probably out looking for another truck like we caught him the other day, right?
He was out cruising the town, I think, looking for chicks and eating wings somewhere, probably. Oh. So he was probably doing that. I'm not sure how because his arm, I think he started physical therapy, I think he said. So I he probably had to be out and about for that. But I don't know. It's just that time of year. I've had a little something trying to get rid of it. So you've been okay, though, haven't you, Ray?
Yeah, I've been lucky, I guess. It's because I went through it hard over the wintertime.
No, dude, I never seen you so sick. Yeah. I never seen you sick at all until, like, December.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, man.
Yeah, my voice was gone. Everything was bad. Yeah, so I think that's probably it. I just needed a quick reset. That's what I needed, a reset for the year.
You need like 3 days of straight sleep is what you need.
Well, that and I blame it was the toy drive, remember? When we were doing the toy drive, I was out there in the cold all night. Yep. So
and then and 3 weeks worth of parades before
Yeah, so I had some good reasonings why I was dying.
Yeah. Gave it up. Gave it up for the team.
This whole weekend, too, was also very interesting. So we had a few remotes going on this last weekend, and I saw some interesting things over on Main Street because I know you walked down Main Street all the time. You see some of these characters here in Visalia, and I don't just casually just hang out in downtown, but after spending a couple of hours hanging out in downtown on a Saturday, mm-hmm. I saw some characters, Randy.
Oh, the show is not just on a Saturday, right? No. I walk down. I get a lot of people watching done every day when I walk down after the show. I do a little walking downtown, and let me tell you, there's some interesting cats down there, some interesting peeps, some interesting guys and gals just walking around, some interesting folks.
I was so suspicious of this whole thing because I got video of it, of like a character. I'm not going to post it or anything, but I just saw there was a character that was walking around in complete white face, mm-hmm. and I was a little bit... I didn't know where to go from there.
Taken aback, were you?
Too, yeah. So I was just like, I was even more confused. Is this a St. Patrick's Day tradition? And I Googled it. I legitimately Googled it to see if that was a thing. It's like, is whiteface a thing?
I'm not thinking for St. Patrick's Day, no. I'm not thinking so, Ray. Nope. But if you want to have some fun and just, you know, take a walk downtown and... you'll see some very interesting folks any day of the week. The weekends especially, yes. But any day of the week, there's some interesting folks downtown Visalia. Mm-hmm.
There's also this chicken place that's been I've been eyeing for the last couple of days. And I actually have a card. I don't even have my wallet with me. I have a card.
Don't want to cross some SPs there?
Yeah, I think so. It's like right next to the SPs. That's that little Mexican corners place, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Right there.
Right across.
Chicken. Yeah. I've eaten there before. Good strips. I mean, and they're big, too. Big chicken strips. And they've got all these kind of just different sauces. So, good place. I haven't had the chicken sandwich or anything. I went there once, and they had some cool tunes playing. So, I was like, oh, I got to check this place out. And then, not too long ago, I saw that they've added a lottery. Yep. Chicken and
lottery tickets.
Yep.
So you can go in there and legitimately just buy a Powerball ticket and just while you're getting your chicken sandwich.
Exactly. Exactly. I kid you not. Kid you not. Yep.
I think that's the one thing that downtown is missing. So people in Visalia, like downtown Visalians or someone who's involved with downtown, please, we need like a liquor store of some kind in downtown Visalia. I want to be the one to bring that into downtown.
There's your $1 million idea there, Ray.
I'm full of $1 million ideas.
I know you are. You're full of it, all right. So, have you tried you need to work these things out though. You need to plan them out and then you got to carry it out, Ray. So you've been talking about this, the one for the station.
Yes.
Where you're going to, you know, go on the honesty system there. Where people are going to try that out.
Did you finish selling your chocolate? Did you finish selling your chocolate?
I got to check because every time I go by the box, it's been like separated with caramels and then wafer bars. So I don't know. This may be taking care of itself internally inside the house. But I'm not exactly sure yet. I've got to find out.
How many chocolates have you consumed over the past couple of days, Randy?
Oh, none. I've only had out of the box that I brought, of the chocolate of 60, I had like two.
You're not getting high on your own supply?
I am not getting high on my own supply. I've actually, you know, I've actually sold it. And I put an email out and said, don't help me. You know, if you don't buy this, then I'm going to gain like 30 pounds. So someone please buy some chocolates for the kids. So, yeah, we sold the one box. And then the second box, I'm still trying to figure out. So, yeah, so depending on that,
right?
Then you're going to...
Yes, okay. I'm gonna put into action. I have a box. Like, that I'm putting together right now, like a little, I don't know what to call it, Ray's Candy Corner or something like. It's just gonna be.
I like it. I like Ray's Candy Corner.
It's just gonna be a box, and it's gonna have the candy, and I'm gonna have like the Venmo and the Cash App and the scan all the numbers and all that stuff, or a drop off cash thing. So for little snacks, I've already been like trying to order some of those boxes of the full size candy bars that you can get like on Amazon and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I'm realizing how like where the money margin is, where I can like not be too expensive, but also like just be somewhat fair. And I'm going to say $2 a candy. Is that fair, Randy?
I think that's $2. I'm thinking that's pretty fair. You know, Ray, you could sell for the kids like the kids have, cause they already come. It's all inside the box and they're selling, there's 60 candies in there. And candy bars, and they've got different kinds, and they're selling for a buck a piece. What if you just marked it up for $1?
That's
why. All of a sudden, you make $120 if you sold all 60. And then it was like, if that didn't work another month or two later, you could charge $3, and all of a sudden, oh, then you're making some.
Then inflation.
That's right.
Be like, why is it $3 now, Ray? I'm like, inflation. I got mouths to feed, and that mouth is mine.
TikTok's not coming through because it's been banned, baby. That's what's going on.
Oh man. I've been seeing so much stuff on that whole ban thing. It's almost like do you think it's gonna happen though?
No.
No.
All of the girls pretty much all the girls are running the OFs.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
All of that.
They're gonna lose business. The thirst traps.
They will riot, Ray. They will riot on the OS because that's how they get all their business.
Yeah.
You know it. You know it. It's like, hey there, how's it going? Oh, check out my OF.
They don't even have to be doing anything. They don't have to be doing anything at all. They just have to be sitting there. Like there was
just do this. Oh,
not even that. There was a girl who was legit just eating macaroni and cheese, and then it just had said link in my bio, and then boom, the OF link.
I did not see anyone eating mac and cheese.
Oh my.
I saw a girl with fake boobs that looked like they were size of basketballs, though.
That's everywhere, Randy. That's everywhere on the internet.
Wow. Plastic surgeons, man. Those guys are the guys that are making millions and millions of dollars every year.
Well, if you want to talk about that, they're talking about the ones down in Mexico where they'll charge you nothing and then potentially can, you know, get you sick or dead.
Yeah.
Botched surgeries.
Yeah, don't go to Tijuana to get a boob job.
Or a BBL.
Or anything. So yeah, so I think that all the OF folks will riot if anything happens to TikTok. They'll move on to Instagram and somehow. Well, not that they haven't already. I think something's going to happen, and and the TikTok is going to prevail.
It's almost like a chain link too, because I know that on I know on TikTok they have like these rules against that kind of stuff. They have rules on those on the OF links, right? You have to do this. So if you click on a girl who has an OF link, it'll more likely take you to their Instagram first, and then on their Instagram, then you can get the OF.
She's got a link chain on there to everything, which has her typical website and her OnlyFans account. And this and that and her store where you can buy all of her little toys that she's got set up for
or clothes. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know.
Did you hear about the whole thing with Elon and Don Lemon?
No, did not.
Oh, my God. So Don Lemon, he has a show coming on.
Okay.
He has a show coming and he's like, I guess he was doing like a whole interview process. You know, he doesn't work for CNN anymore or whatever network he was working for before. And I guess Elon was like, hey, I like this guy. I like the whole free speech thing. I'm going to put him on X and you could have your show on X or Twitter, right?
Uh-huh.
And then what does he do? His first interview with Elon goes live. Elon doesn't like the questions he's asking him and immediately doesn't want to be a part of this whole thing anymore.
Wow.
That's like questioning your boss on your...
Wow.
So Elon is for free speech, but when it comes to questions like that,
unless it's questions about him.
Yeah. There's some double standard there, Elon.
Elon, why don't you build a rocket ship?
Did you see the rocket yesterday?
I did.
My whole family was tripping out. They thought the world was going to end.
It looked like a big Q-tip to me. I thought it was a big Q-tip. Didn't it look like a giant Q-tip? Yeah, that's what I thought it was.
I want to know the projection of that. Like, how far can you actually see? I know people from San Diego who saw that.
Really?
Yeah. So that's why I'm like, man, that to me always kind of like fascinates me. But then it also kind of puts me on red alert. It gives me anxiety thinking that one day that's not going to be a missile for the sky. It's going to be a missile for us.
Well, didn't it launch from Vandenberg?
I have no idea.
Yeah. So I thought it was close. I thought it launched from Vandenberg. So it's, you know, over on the coast over there. Or by Lombok.
But how far can you see that rocket though? That's what I want to know. How do you see a rocket shoot through the sky like that and then have that seen all through California?
Oh, it's up in the sky, Ray.
I know. That's what I'm I don't know how science works, Randy.
It's all right.
I don't know how this works.
That's all right.
I'm not a rocket scientist.
Neither do I. That's why I'm a disc jockey. If I was a rocket scientist, I'd be doing a lot more good for the world. So, yeah, I don't know. All I know is that you can see it when it's up in the sky. That's all I know. That's all I can tell you.
But what happens when it comes down, Randy?
I don't know. All I know is when Chad comes back and we catch him on podcast number 31, hopefully he will be here for podcast number 31, we have to ask him about Commando. I know you've got questions about all that.
Yes, I do. That. And I saw Chad was wearing jeans today. So I'm like, he better be wearing something underneath those jeans.
You can't unsee what you've heard.
No,
huh?
I can't. And it bothers me now.
Yeah, scarred for life. Yeah, I'm not the only one to carry the secret now. Well, it's no secret. He'll tell anybody that he goes Commando. So there's nothing.
Can that be?
Chat
on a date. So tell me something about you, Chad. Well, I like to go Commando.
I like to take long walks on the beach. I like flowers, and I don't wear any underwear most of the time. Yes. Oh, okay. Well, and depends on what person you're with.
Yeah.
Really?
They're going to be like, oh, they're going to either walk away, or they're going to respect him for being so
cheerful. They'll either agree and say, oh, me too, or... which is a match made in heaven, I'm sure. Or say, oh, well, why? And he'll go into his
rant.
Just a restricting. It restricts me from everything. Oh, God.
And then here comes the restraining order.
Restraining order, police department. Yeah. The lawyers get involved, and then it's all scary. But, well, I'm glad that the microphones are kind of working. I'll have to figure out what's going on.
Hopefully everything will be back in order, and then Chad would come and oblige us with his presence.
I'm sure it's something I've done in here. I probably touched something the wrong way, inappropriately, in one of these wires. But we'll get it fixed, and we'll be back. And We'll force Chad in here for podcast number 31.
Even if he's dying.
Yes, Chad. Well, he came in, he's like, I'm gonna start coughing. I gotta go get a taco anyway. I'm gonna start coughing. I'm like,
and then you're gonna get a. Are you gonna be coughing just because you're sick, or coughing because you just ate a fat taco, Chad?
Yeah. Number one, I think he's a big whiner because his first day back. So he's like, I got too much to do, guys. Mm. Yeah. Whatever. So like and subscribe, and we'll talk to you on podcast number 31.
Yeah. See you guys there.